It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz. Here are the Bankroll Boys. Who you got?
Welcome into Over Under 98.5. I'm Joe Murray alongside Dan Lifshatz. And it is week three of the NFL. Also, the college football season continues. Off the bat, just a few quick nuggets here. We've been very good in the NFL at making picks. We have not been good. I have not been good, Dan, at my college picks. Now, if I can, I was in a wedding 2 weeks ago, and I had my bachelor party last weekend. So I have not fully been invested, and I apologize to you, all of you. We will get better in college football. It will happen. And to be honest with you, the NFL has been more predictable than college football. And sometimes I think college football is a better product, Dan. I do.
Yeah, I mean, I think that right now, I think I'd much prefer to watch the college football than watch the NFL at this point. I think the product's been better. I think the entire season's been better. I think everything they do right now is straight up better than what the NFL does. I mean, I don't mind the NFL, but honest to God, it's just at this point, the product is frustrating to watch. The landing on the quarterback penalties every single week, Joe. Every single week. It's beyond frustrating. I'm so tired of it. Just let the players freaking play. This is not that hard. Stop getting your way.
And games ending in a tie.
Yeah, that's...
And maybe you could put that towards penalties.
Yeah, this is so stupid. It's not soccer. Stop having ending in a tie. Do something.
All right, let's look back to last week. We both had Cincinnati, boom, boom, over Baltimore. It worked out. I had the Chargers over the Buffalo, which, you know, they won by 11. I had Atlanta.
-5.5.
Won by 7. And I had the over Kansas City, Pittsburgh, which went way over the total.
Way over. I had
the Patriots, which, of course...
You had the Pats -1. Let's also not forget you had Bears -3, -145.
That was on Monday Night Football this week to end out the week.
That is correct. So yes. I don't know if we're going to count that, but either way, you get credit for it. That's a win. I had the Steelers -4. I talked that pick up big. That lost. Pat Mahomes came in and just crapped
He's
over
legit.
The Steelers. I mean,
so far.
I had the Steelers team total, to be fair, so I did even out. But, man, I should have given that out on the podcast, too. So apologies if you went on the Steelers. That is my fault. I'm sorry. It was a great spot, and they lost, and I apologize. That was just awful.
Don't be sorry.
No, I'm sorry. It was a bad play. So you know what?
It's a bad team right now.
They are.
There's a lot going on there.
They are. They're bad. And so you know what? No, I feel the need to apologize. I think that was a bad read by me, and I pimped that pick, and I'm okay apologizing and admitting when I'm wrong. So the Steelers -4, bad read. Just bad read by Dan. Moving on, I did have the Bucks +3. That was an easy winner.
Boom, boom.
That was an easy winner. Everyone loved that Philly line. That was easy. And the Panthers Falcons over 44.5. Easy winner. So that was another one that was another easy one. And then also I had the Bengals, and we had the second half Bengals, their second half Ravens. So again, another easy winner. So we did well, Joe, this week. We actually really crushed the NFL. We should recap the college picks, Joe, and if you want
you
me to.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
No. I don't remember the weekend, so I guess you should refresh my memory.
Yeah, no. I mean,
I do know I had, and man, do we get some heat for this one at over under 985.
Yes, we did. You guys are real mad about this. It's just funny because you can't win every time, guys. I mean, it's going to be up and down. It's not a straight. You're winning every single week. Like, we're going to have bad weeks. It's part of this. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
But to have Ole Miss plus 23 against Alabama,
yeah,
really, what kind of under the influence was I on?
I don't know. I had the Alabama team total. I told you that.
They destroyed them.
Yeah, it wasn't close.
It was embarrassing.
Yeah, and the over didn't hit. That was the craziest thing about the game, is it was on pace to go to like 90, and the over still didn't hit. Absolutely wild.
I picked Hawaii. That pushed.
By the way, you should have bought the half point there. I was going to tell you, and I didn't, but you should have bought the half point. That would have been a win.
It would have been.
Yep.
And I had Houston.
Houston minus one.
Man.
Yeah.
They were so good. What happened?
They were up by like two touchdowns at one point.
And listen, I think it's official now. Out on Florida State.
Yeah, no, we are absolutely out on Florida State. So again, speaking of Florida State, I had Florida State minus 2.5, bought the half point there, as I usually do on that 3-point spread. Florida State got trampled. I ended up going back on Syracuse the second half. That pretty much gave me a nice recovery there. But yeah, I mean, Florida State, awful loss. San Diego State plus 5.5. They covered and won outright. I told you that I thought that Arizona State was going to start crumbling last week, and I think that this is going to be the downfall of Arizona State. They lost last week. They're going to lose again this week, so that was good. That was our one winner of the week. Tulsa minus 1.5.
Well, we did have BC on Thursday night. We can't forget about that one.
We had BC. That's fair. We had BC Thursday night.
It was a bad week.
Yeah, Tulsa minus 1.5. That was an informational play that I had.
That was the wrong loss.
And Louisville minus 23. I mean, they just could not get anything going offensively. They were awful offensively. They won the game, but weren't even close to covering. So just bad. And so we had a rough college week. But you know what that means? We'll rebound and we crushed it in the NFL.
So I randomly took Texas in the middle of the night that covered. I had Ohio State minus 13. They won by 12. But I think the game of the day was that Auburn-LSU. If anybody had LSU moneyline, congrats. And I think LSU needs to be taken seriously now.
Oh, yeah.
They have to be. Minus 10? Minus 10 was Auburn. They covered the 10 and 1 outright. You do not see that often in college football.
Yeah, I mean, again, the spread told you don't take LSU. I mean, the spread said take Auburn because, you know, if you lay those 10, that is just...
Oh, yeah, I thought Auburn wins that game. I just, 10, I don't know, but well, I thought they won the game.
But see, that's the thing is everyone says, well, I don't know, that's a lot of points. I mean, so usually in my opinion, when it goes, oh, I don't know, that's a lot of points, that's where I'm like, yeah, you know what, but they're gonna win that week. So LSU won outright, wasn't even close. LSU, real good job. That team is legit, Joe.
All right, just a couple of games this week in college football, and we'll see if we get any peepees. I don't know yet. Ranked number 25 Boston College at Purdue. I don't like that they're favored 7 points.
Yeah,
don't like it.
It's up to 7.5
Not saying
now.
I'm taking Purdue. I don't like it.
It's up to 7.5 now. It does not look good. It's a weird line, Joe. I would say steer clear. I do think the over 65.5 is a decent play. If you really want some action that game and want to watch that game, root BC on, I think the over 65.5 is a decent look if you want to go that way. Just Boston College defense is not the same as it was last year. But the spread is very interesting. It's a weird spread. I think it's one of those fishy spreads of the week. Purdue has been god-awful. They should be getting, you know, it should be. I mean, I know that Purdue's home, but, I mean, still, it should be a higher spread.
Notre Dame, Wake Forest. I've seen a lot of Wake Forest lately. 7.5 is the spread on that. Kind of like the Irish, based off what I've seen from Wake.
It's the same thing as this BC game. It's just almost this weird line that just they want you to play Notre Dame. I am going to fall for this one. I think Notre Dame money line in a parlay or something is a good way to look at this. A minus 290, I think you'll probably see a little bit of sharp action this week on Wake Forest coming back to that 7. It's a weird line, Joe, for sure. I think that that Notre Dame money line is a decent play to parlay if something, if you really want to. Okay, parlay piece. I would still say lay off the game. It's a weird line.
And people love betting Notre Dame. It's like one of who's Notre Dame playing this week, you know, and people do it.
Yep.
One that I think when people talk about double-digit spreads, I think you should just roll with. I know they're on the road, but Georgia minus 14, like over Missouri. I know Mizzou's 3-0, but I'd let that one roll, man.
Yeah.
I think I would ride that until that thing falls.
Man, that they looked so good last week. I did not think they were going to win, that and cover. They rolled South Carolina. Man, you know me. I love my boy Drew Locke. I love Drew Locke. Yeah. So, man,
they didn't cover last week.
He did not. I do think that Missouri covers the 14. I think that's a big spread. Another game I would tell you not to play.
Okay, how about Texas A&M at Alabama? Bama's minus 26. That's a lot of points. But again, what happened last week? I think A&M's a better team. I think they keep it closer than that.
A&M is definitely a better team. I don't even think it's close. I think A&M is definitely a better team than Ole Miss. I think we saw that a couple weeks ago versus what, Clemson? Didn't they play very, very strongly versus Clemson?
A&M's a legit team. Jimbo Fisher's got those guys playing pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, A&M, what, lost by, like, I think it was 2 in that game? There was, like, 28-26 in that game. So I think, and they should have had another touchdown that was taken away by by the fumble. I think A&M probably covers here, but I cannot possibly bet against Alabama this week, or this year, just in general. Take the team total for Bama.
Ohio State with Urban Meyer coming back, minus 37 right now against Tulane. Is it enough?
I don't know. I mean, they were favored by some real big spreads earlier. They were favored against, what, like 35 against Rutgers, and now it's 37 against Tulane. This is one of those weeks where if you like that kind of Ohio State backing that story, coach coming back, you know, like kind of like that good feel-good story, then you obviously want Ohio State this week. I think they'd probably end up covering, but I think it's going to be relatively close.
All right, well, two games I'm looking at. TCU off a loss at Texas. Texas off a win. I hate betting Texas, but I won last week. They're at home again. I just think TCU is the better team. On the road, minus 3, I like TCU in that spot.
It's an interesting game, Joe. I honestly haven't looked into it that much. I will tell you just off the top of my head, just looking at it, TCU getting good respect on the road, it's interesting. I think that TCU is probably the way to roll here. It's either TCU or nothing for me. It's an interesting game, though, for sure. I think that would be – that's a fun one to watch. Like that 4:30 slate, I think that would be a fun one to watch for me.
Finally, Stanford, Oregon. I think Stanford's somewhat for real this year. They're not pretty, but I don't think Oregon's offense is good enough yet to beat that Stanford defense.
Yeah, I'm absolutely taking Stanford, the Stanford money line.
Costello's might be one of the most underrated quarterbacks in the country. He can throw, man. He can move a little bit, too.
He can. Stanford money line or nothing for me in that game. Again, I don't want to back Oregon this early. They could barely cover earlier this year. They barely covered that 33 on the back door from earlier this year. I'm not a big fan of their team yet. I think they're going to be really good in the next like couple months, but they're just not there yet.
Yeah, Herbert's the quarterback, having a great year, 12 touchdowns so far.
Oh, yeah, Herbert's been great, but again, he started real slow that first game, and even last game he started slow. So, yeah.
Last year, Stanford 49-7 over Oregon.
Yeah, I think Stanford's going to repeat, not in the similar fashion, but I think they win. So,
All right,
Joe, can I give you a couple of my looks this week?
Yeah.
Arizona State, Washington. Again, we talked about the demise of Arizona State, how they're going to crumble. Washington minus 17.5. I love Washington minus 17.5 this week. PP, lock it up.
PP.
Washington minus 17.5 for Dan. I really like that one. I think I'm definitely going to be taking them. We also have Wisconsin, Iowa. The total is 43.5. If you want a good look, Iowa's first half under has gone under over 67% of the time the past 3 years.
Wisconsin off a loss, too.
So I don't want to touch the spread. I think the spread is tough. But the Wisconsin, Iowa first half under, the Iowa Iowa State first half under was like a couple weeks ago was like 23 and there was 3 points scored. It's a continuous type of bet that you have to continue making. Iowa Wisconsin first half under, and I mean those are kind of the two that I've really looked at too. The other one again, and I know we kind of went back to this a little bit ago, but just the same type of thing with UNLV. I told you a couple weeks ago. Really liked UNLV. They came out, they crushed them. Arkansas State is laying 7.5 to UNLV. Doesn't make any sense
UNLV,
to me.
UNLV, well, they haven't played. They haven't played in years.
This is a very weird spread to me, a very weird one. I do think that this is going to go way over. So that total is at 67.
Yeah, two of the top 50 teams in the country on offense.
I love the over. I love the over. So I think that this is going to go way over. I would go over 67 in this one as well. So those are the three games that I'm kind of looking at. And definitely my only official play, Washington minus 17.5, though.
All right. We're starting a little college football. We need to get better on that.
We will rebound this week. I'm feeling a rebound.
And it's getting a little easier now, you know? It's getting a little easier to see. Early on, it's those out-of-conference games. And then we can't forget the Hawaii game is at midnight. So that degenerate special.
Oh, nice. Versus your favorite, Duquesne.
It's my team, dude. That's my team. Hawaii this year. All right. That is the college look-see this week in college football.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at OverUnder985.
Kane is in the building.
When it comes to podcasts, each week you can listen to OverUnder985 on the podcast page of 985thesportshub.com and on 985thesportshub app. While you're there, check out all the other original podcasts available from Boston's Home for Sports. All of our podcasts are also available in Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. And we are getting subscriptions, Dan. We're getting downloads. People are asking us all the time when we're recording our next podcast. It looks like right now, because we're doing an appearance weekly on Boston Radio for Toucher and Rich, Thursdays might work best for us because we're going to be here in the morning and then we can come right back.
Yeah, it looks like that we're going to probably be doing Thursdays moving forward. And what we'll probably just do is what we kind of did. We just had a quickie hit on the Browns and the Tulsa game. And so I think that that's probably kind of the way we'll continue to do this. Is, you know, if we can't get the Thursday game out in time, we'll just kind of do a quickie hit and get that up to you guys, you know, quicker before the game so that you guys can listen.
All right, getting into the NFL. And I think we already went over our stuff from last week, right? We had a pretty good week.
Yeah, do you want to quickly go over it again?
Yeah, I mean, I know the ones that I hit were the Chargers, right?
Chargers.
West Coast to East Coast. There's the same situation this week with Kansas City hosting the 49ers.
Yeah.
Week it worked for the Chargers. I don't think it works for the 49ers this week.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch the West Coast to East Coast thing. I think that's been dead for a while. I do think that the Bills in the spot, I told you about the spot a couple years ago, they covered versus Arizona. They covered one outright versus Denver. They got killed this week. I just think Buffalo is a terrible team, so I'm not sure what to really expect there. I do know that we don't have to touch the Jets and Browns because we did that. But anyways, last week's picks. Steelers, Chiefs over 52.5. That was your favorite play of the week, Joe. Easy money. Pats minus -1. That was your only loss.
Bad,
Falcons minus -5.5. A win and cover. So nice, nice win there. You had the Bengals pick 'em. And the Bengals, I believe you had, I'm not sure what you had the second half of that game, but I do remember you won that one as well.
Like the, I think it was the over.
Yes, that's right. Correct. You had the over in that cash. You had the Chicago Bears minus -3. At minus -145.
Down a little bit, yep.
That was a cash. And I think that's all you had. Am I correct?
You
had Minnesota.
Just to throw this out there, we're not here to solicit picks. We're not here like, call us now for tonight's lock of the century, but for $49.99. No, that's not what we do here. We like to bet on sports. Hell, I'd bet who's faster, me or Dan Lifshatz, running down the stairs. I would bet that. I would bet anything. I'd bet teardrops falling down someone's face and which one, the left or the right, is going to hit the ground first. So we're not here to solicit picks. We're giving our picks And sometimes I don't bet the picks we give, Dan. But I did this Sunday because I had such a bad college day, and I heard it from the listeners and from the tweeters.
We heard it.
I wrote games I'm actually betting today. And it was the Vikings who pushed the tie. It was, I don't know. But you can go to @JoeyMurr and see them. So I think I'm going to do that going forward.
Falcons, Chargers, Patriots, Bears.
There you go. So and lost add that two over. Games. Oh, one game and a push. So, yeah, games I'm actually betting, I might start doing that now when I tweet them out.
I had the Steelers -4, which, again, I pimped, loss. I had the Bucks +3, win. The Panthers Falcons over 44.5, win. I had the Bengals pick 'em, win. And I had the second half in that game as well, also a win. So those are the 5 plays I had. I believe, 4-1? So could be worse. I'm not too upset about that. I also told you it was Chicago or nothing, and I told you it was Dallas or nothing in the Sunday night game. Oh, I also took Dallas. I don't think I posted that, but yes, took Dallas to win and cover that one.
The under hit on that. That's where the trend's at.
Yeah, so funny story about that. I actually took the live over in that game because it dropped to 39.5 within the first 2 minutes of live betting. And the
they scored a touchdown right
the now. Overcast. So the live overcast right away. So books lost a lot of money on that.
So we'll do a lightning round. Last week we had a lot going on with the show, just a lot of information. So we'll do kind of a lightning round of every game. You know, you don't get that everywhere. So here on Over Under 985, we will break down every single game. If I could just give you a couple of thoughts this week.
Please do.
We know the Browns are favored -3 over the Jets. We'll have a play for that. You'll hear it later. There are 4 home dogs this week: Tampa Bay, Detroit, Arizona, and Washington. Of those 4 home dogs, which one do you like the most? To me, it's Tampa Bay.
Washington or Tampa.
Okay, see, I like Green Bay to go into Washington and roast them.
I think Washington is the most underrated team in the league right now. Just no one's talking about them. They've played very well. I just think that they're a good team. Like, I really do. Like, I know they lost to the Broncos. They lost to the Colts, I mean. But they dominated the Cardinals. I think that they're a better team than people are giving them credit for. I really didn't think the Colts were actually that good last week. I think they got kind of lucky. I think the Redskins are going to win this game. I really do. I think the Redskins are going to win that one.
Redskins
too.
Are injured. Trent Williams, Robert Kelly went on the
IR. Yeah,
yeah, with the IR, they don't really have a running game. They just signed Michael Floyd and Perriman. Like, they're struggling, dude. They're struggling right now.
I'm telling you, I think this is going to be this is Trap City right here. This is Trap City. Green Bay on the road, -2.5. Rodgers still real banged up. They shot him up again last week for that Minnesota game. I don't think they can shoot him up again this week. I'm telling you, this is Trap City right here. Redskins +3.
Smells fishy for sure. We mentioned Tampa Bay. I think they have like the best odds. Somehow they're a dog this week. To your boy, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes, I told you the Steelers under.
Should the Steelers really be favored heading into Tampa Bay this week on Sunday? Oh, is it? It's Monday Night Football.
Yeah, it's Monday Night Football. Yes, they should be. They should be because Philly.
3 weeks in a row they've been favored and haven't covered.
Yes.
And they're favored in the again?
Yes, and I think that they're going to lose again. I think this is going to be another loss for them. And we'll dive into this game, but I think that the line is correct. I think they should be favored in this game. They have the weapons. They have the quarterback. The defense is terrible, but Joe Hayden's coming back at least, so that's something. But they should be favored in this game.
Is Arizona like the worst team we've ever seen?
I think Buffalo is.
Oh, yeah.
I think Buffalo might be worse. Yeah, Arizona got drilled by a really good Rams team. That Rams team is clicking right now. We'll see what happens.
By the way,
we'll see what happens.
Trend last week, highest spread was the Rams. They covered.
Covered and
highest
won.
Total was Pittsburgh KC. They covered.
They didn't.
If we look again to week 3, the highest spread is Minnesota at 16.5 versus Buffalo.
Yes.
And I believe the highest total is that Chiefs game, right?
Yes.
At 55.5.
55.5. Yep. Woof.
Would you go over on both of those this week? See, I wouldn't. I feel like KC, that one's going to come back down a little bit.
I'm I think we should break down the games a little bit. We'll go quick through each game. And then I'll kind of tell you what I think about that. Because I want to save a little bit.
Just get a couple other things off the but Minnesota 16.5, you mentioned. And then two teams that are 0-2 on the season. Seattle, they're 0-2. They're favored this week against the Cowboys, who got a win last week.
Big win.
And Houston's 0-2. They're at home against the Giants, and they're so 0-2 teams are favored in week three.
But aren't the Giants also 0-2? I believe they are. But they lost to Jacksonville.
They're 0-2 as well.
Yeah, they lost to Jacksonville, and then they lost to Dallas last week.
Yeah. All right. Well, I was just looking at a few of those that kind of made it interesting. All right, let's do a little lightning round. Let's start with Cincinnati at Carolina. Cincinnati coming off that win, they did nothing in that second half, Dan. Carolina stayed in the game against Atlanta last week. You know, Atlanta at home, it's just one of those things that you do. Carolina had a shot on the final drive. They didn't. Their defense is really good. I like Cincinnati this year. I think they actually are somewhat of a sleeper.
Yep.
I cannot back them on the road considering what we saw in that second half last week. I like Carolina minus the 3.
It's tough to back them on the road this week. It really is. It's tough to back them. It's tough to back either of these sides. I mean, I didn't think Carolina was particularly good last week. They had a whole bunch of chances they blew versus Atlanta win that game. So I'm not a big fan of either side, to be honest with you. I do like the under 43. I think if you're going to look for a play this week, I think that's the right side. Both good defensive teams. That total's a little bit lower than, you know, kind of what I projected it at. And I think that's a good thing. I think that you know, that kind of leans towards the under. I think that, you know, if you want to play this week, under 43 is the way to go. So I think that's kind of the way that I would lean in that game. I just don't think there's a real reason to take a spread. If I had to choose one, Joe, I think I'd probably go Cincinnati because it's an interesting line, and I like them, and I'm going to back them. Maybe you want to take Cincinnati first half because they've had two fast starts, you know.
They have a few more days of rest, too.
They do. So it's coming off that Thursday night game. They'll have a little bit of extra time. I don't love it for either side. I do think the defenses are great. Give me the under 43.5 if I had to.
Gio Bernard injured this week. They bring in Thomas Rawls.
Yeah, it's so gross.
And Luke Kuechly, a Cincinnati native, playing against his former. You know that McCaffrey had 14 catches last week?
I do because he is in my – I have him in my Dynasty League and my PPR League this year.
Wow. Like, holy crap.
They're going to continue to feed him, and that's exactly what Ron Rivera wants, and I think that that's going to eventually lead to losses.
All right, so that's the Bengals at the Panthers. Again, I think we're on opposite ends of that one, Dan.
Yes, for sure.
Continuing on here, we're just going to kind of do a lightning round of every single NFL game this week. And as my computer, of course, wanted to go slow on me here. Here's another one. Saints, Falcons. Who are the Saints this year?
I think they're the team, the exact opposite of the team that everyone expected them to be. I think that over half the people at the station picked them to get to the Super Bowl and win. Seriously,
well, because of the miracle.
Both the night guys did. One of the midday guys did. And I know Beto and Zoe were both high on them. So, I mean, I think everyone at the station, everyone I know, just in general, loved them this year. I mean, I think that they were a good bet to make the playoffs if you wanted to do that as a future. I think we're trying to see the cracks in the holes without Mark Ingram and how hard it is for them to just consistently run Kamara and throw to Thomas. And right now their offense just isn't where it needs to be. I like Atlanta this week. I think Atlanta's going to win another tough divisional game at home. I think that's the side to be on.
Atlanta at home. There you go. That's one of the biggest things when it comes to this. But New Orleans did win the last matchup 23-13. That was a year ago. I believe that was Christmas Eve. So, you know, Atlanta at home, somebody have to back. They're off a win. Somehow, if New Orleans going to turn it around, this is the week. But they get Mark Ingram back week 5. They could be a different team once that happens. Drew Brees, though, 5 touchdowns this year, no interceptions. Only 2 touchdowns so far for Matt Ryan.
He's been great, but his wide receivers have fumbled like 4 balls in the past 3 weeks.
Yeah, not a good look for the New Orleans Saints whatsoever. Moving on here, we have the 49ers and Chiefs. The Chiefs are just the hottest team in football. Tyreek Hill, Patrick Mahomes. And, I mean, they just, they look like a team to fear. They're now playing their first home game, Dan. First home game. Line I see right now is 6.5.
Yeah, so that's exactly what
and
I
we mentioned the West Coast thing, and 49ers have already lost the game on the road. This to me has Chiefs written all over it.
Yeah, see, I'm the exact opposite. I'm San Francisco this week on Kansas City. I'm going to keep being low on Kansas City. I think that
until it fails.
It's like one of those things, you ride the Browns until they win. So it's going to be like one of those things. I haven't loved any of the Chiefs lines this week. I'm going to tell you right now, I am not going to play this game. Not at all. I'm going to ignore it. I'm not putting my money on it. However, I do think that San Francisco is better than they were, or better than we have thought they were the last couple weeks. They didn't cover versus Detroit, but they won. So that is one of those interesting games. They did not cover, but they still won. They looked awful versus Minnesota, but I still think they fumbled away their chances and probably should have honestly won that game. We haven't seen the best of the 49ers yet. I think there's a good chance that they end up doing very well versus Kansas City this week. So I'm going to pick San Francisco to cover and win outright.
Matt Breida has been very good for the 49ers. Had him on my fantasy team. But nope. I don't know. I can't see Jimmy Garoppolo going into Kansas City. I think that's a tough place to play. One of the games you like this week, Dan, or one of the teams you like this week, is Baltimore.
Yes.
They're hosting the 2-0 Denver Broncos, who won a game last week on a late field goal. I saw something today that off a loss, Harbaugh's record is like, I don't know, 11-2 or something like that. So he plays well off a loss. You just like Baltimore this week. Denver's 2-0, man. Like, good defense, playing conservative ball. Like, this is a game I normally stay away from, but why do you like Baltimore so much?
Well, first off, Denver started versus what? I think it was Seattle. They barely won that game. It was not a good game for them. And I think they barely held on to win that game. Then they faced Oakland. They should have lost last week, but Oakland crapped their pants. I think that Denver was very, very lucky to escape with a win there. And I just think that this is like the time to fade them. Two wins in a row, two real lucky wins, to be honest with you. I don't think they deserved either one of those wins. And now they have to go. Now they're going to have to go on the road to a team coming off Thursday Night Football, who is notoriously a tough team, a physical team. I mean, they might not have C.J. Mosley this week, but really, in regards to the rest of their roster, they're a pretty tough team to defend. I don't think Denver has the defense that they used to have. I don't think there's a big number one wide receiver that you need to cover. You know, so Chris Harris isn't as effective. I just think that Baltimore is the play this week. I think that they're a good, solid, tough running team. They're good defensively. They really picked it up in that second half versus Cincinnati last week. They started scoring. You know, they started slow. It was a Thursday night game, divisional opponent. It's a tough matchup. This is the week you go and you fade Denver, you know, coming off two tough wins at home that, honestly, to be fair, they should have won neither of them, in my personal opinion. And so I'm backing Baltimore on the road. I want to see what Denver is on the road. Or backing Baltimore at home. I want to see what Denver is on the road. I don't think they're going to be even close to as good as they are at home. And so I like Baltimore this week. They cover that 5.5, and they win pretty easily.
Ugh. Probably a game I won't watch.
No, there's no reason to watch that game.
Probably a game I won't watch this week. Dan likes Baltimore. How about 0-2 teams, Giants at Houston? Houston right now, open to 3.5, is now -6.
Yeah, this is silly. It's an overreaction the last week. The line is it's too far gone the other way. So Houston, I mean this, Houston lost last week, but obviously people are going to back them at home. They're a public favorite. They're just like a favorite team because of Deshaun Watson. So, you know, they're going to get the public backing. The Giants are not. They're coming off a bad year, coming off a bad week last week. Again, divisional opponent, primetime game. Those things are, you know, those are, interesting inconsistencies. I think that the Giants are going to give them another hard fight. And it's funny because I was so high on Houston coming into the season. I think most people were. But I just think that the Giants are going to give them a really tough fight. I think, Joe, this is going to be the game, or a game at least this week, the Giants will cover, that Houston will win. So I do think that this is going to be one of those type games. I think you'll see that spread get the 7, and I think that will happen.
Ugh, another game that I just don't want to watch. How about Oakland at Miami? This card sucks. Let's just say it.
Yeah,
this week sucks.
The card last week was awesome. This is the worst NFL slate we've had so far. Worse than week one.
Give me Miami at home -3. Yeah. Oakland's got to prove something.
Yeah.
Go on the road in Miami in early September?
They're only a 3-point dog, Joe. That's a weird line to me. Again, to me, if you're going to bet this game, it's Oakland or nothing. I think that Oakland was pretty good versus Denver last week and honestly deserved to win that game. Miami, I mean, they beat the Jets. I mean, I'm just not all that impressed. And they beat Tennessee.
Yeah, they beat Tennessee in a rain game.
I'm just not all that impressed.
There's not a lot there for the Dolphins yet.
I thought the Raiders played better last week. I'm going to take the Raiders +3 here. I think honestly, it's actually Raiders +3.5. It's 3.5 actually now. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oakland at 3.5. I would like the 3.5 there. Give me Oakland.
What do you think about large favorites? Like 14, 15, 16.5 maybe. What? Minnesota off a tie. Their kicker's out. Dan Bailey's in.
Are you laying the 16.5, Joe?
I mean, I feel like this week, generally, when it's that high, you take it.
So if I'm going to lay the 16.5, what I'm actually going to do instead of laying the 16.5 is I'm going to go and take Minnesota -10 first half. I think that's the play. I think if you want to take Minnesota, it's the 10 first half. You're talking about 2 touchdowns. I think they're 2 touchdowns better than Buffalo in the first half. Now, again, when do they start kind of putting subs in, all that stuff? I know it's only week 3, but seriously, I mean, against Buffalo, there's a legitimate possibility of that. Josh Allen is probably going to throw like 3 interceptions this game. Yeah, it's Minnesota or nothing for me. Despite the spread, I mean, I'm ignoring the spread. It's Minnesota or nothing for me. The under 40.5 is very interesting here, Joe. So I want to point out that a 17-point spread and a 40.5 means that they're basically projecting that Buffalo scores like less than 2 touchdowns. Wow. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the over there or. I'm going to go with the under there. Apologies. The under 40.5 and the Vikings -17 and the Buffalo Bills team total under. Why not just ride it until it fails?
Do you know that the Cardinals, Bills, Steelers, Redskins, and Eagles have yet to score a point in the first quarter this year?
The Eagles will break that trend this week. Carson Wentz is back. The Eagles will break that trend this week. That doesn't surprise me. Those are pretty much the worst teams in the NFL. With the exception of Philly, Nick Foles has gone back to looking like Nick Foles. But I think Washington will also be better this week.
2 things. Vikings, one of the best home teams against the spread since 2016, winning at 73%. Also, what was your percentage of teams forget about the spread, right? Was it 83% hit last year?
Yes, it was 83% last year. So I think last week, I can't remember off the top of my head, I think there were 3 games that mattered against the spread, which is high, very high compared to how it usually is. I think, if I'm going off the top of my head, I think that obviously Green Bay mattered against the spread, I believe. I believe that the Browns mattered against the spread.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I believe the Lions mattered against the spread. Oh, and the Broncos. There were 4 games last week. Yeah, so, yeah. Abnormal week last week for teams against the spread.
How about the Colts, who I liked last week, going up against Philadelphia, who lost and is now getting Carson Wentz back? Let's not forget Doug Peterson versus Frank Reich. I like Indy getting the points in this one.
I think I'm going to side with you on this one, Joe. I think there's going to be a lot of love for Carson Wentz. I definitely do not love Philly at all this week. I think it's got to be Indy or nothing. Indy came on the road, played Washington. They won like 21-9. They probably should not have won that by that much. I thought Washington played them much tougher, got a few, you know, blown calls here and there. I think Indy's a good team, Joe. I really do. I think that Indy's probably one of the most underrated teams in the league right now. We haven't been talking about them because they got crushed the week on week one versus Cincinnati. But again, we can't overreact to that. I do think Indianapolis is going to be better. I think Carson Wentz, those quarterbacks coming off ACLs, Joe, that's becoming a thing. Like, Deshaun Watson has not looked like himself. So it's just it's a thing right now. And I think I want to back that again this week. So Carson Wentz coming off an ACL. I like Indy plus +7.
All right, then. Moving on here. Jacksonville Jaguars might be the best team in the AFC. And they're going up against Tennessee, who got a win last week by – oh, wait. Tennessee had that that fake punt last week.
Yes.
That helped them win after their terrible loss against the Dolphins. Divisional game. Is Jacksonville for real here at 6.5 points?
I think Jacksonville is for real. I don't know about the 6.5. That's an interesting line to me. I think that they're going to get a lot of love this week.
I agree with that.
So, I mean, I don't know where you stand on this one, Joe. I know that for me, backing a divisional opponent that isn't the AFC East, so like a 7-point spread pretty much, is tough. I do also know that Jacksonville crushed the Patriots at home without having their starting running back. A little scary.
Do you play him this week?
Oh, no. There's no reason to. You just won the game that you needed to most, because now it doesn't matter. The Pats, I mean, even if the Pats are 2-1 and you're 2-1, all you need to do is stay pace with them now.
And based off the struggles of the secondary for the Titans, why stop what you were doing?
Yeah. I do think it's different, though. It's a divisional game, Joe, so it's going to be different. Those teams know each other a lot better. Bortles obviously will not be able to throw on the Titans like he did on the Patriots. I think it's Jacksonville or nothing, but I'm suggesting you don't play either.
All right, and I mentioned Green Bay. I like them. The only thing that scares me is if Rodgers is not playing. But Washington, I know we talked about it, but injuries, give me Green Bay, but it's a fishy line. I think did we break this one down already?
We did, but here's the thing. Again, a fishy line, you're talking about another team. You're talking about a team that just, come on. If Rodgers is going to play, because if Rodgers didn't play, there would not be a line out right now. That's kind of how I feel about it.
What would
it
the line be if Rodgers didn't play?
I think Washington would be favored by five or six.
Okay.
I mean, it might open around like 4. I think Kaiser's probably worth around that. But on the road, Rodgers might honestly be worth more than that. However, if Kaiser ends up playing, oh, man, that's a big swing.
And I mentioned a ton of injuries in Washington right now.
Yeah.
They always have injuries, man.
Again, I don't like anything there either.
Okay.
This is such a terrible slate.
Right,
Let's move on.
I think this game right here at 4 o'clock, this is a good football game. The L.A. Chargers at the L.A. Rams.
The L.A.'s.
Rams -7. They covered both spreads. They've looked good offensively and defensively. They have looked absolutely solid both ways. The same for the Chargers. Like, I know they lost week one, but, like, good little team, man. They went on the road last week and beat up Buffalo. You know, it's a West Coast, East Coast. I think I like the Chargers in this situation. I mean, if the Rams are the Rams, they come out and they whoop the Chargers, right? 7 points, you take care of business. I just want to see a competitive game. So, for that matter, I like the Chargers in this spot.
Yeah, I'm definitely with you. So, we actually agree on this one. I'm definitely taking the Chargers. I actually think this is a good play. It's funny because the Rams are being favored by 7 at home, but it's not a home game. It's an impartial game. The thing is about the Chargers is that they don't have any fans. So, I mean, technically every single one of their games is a real game.
Yeah.
I will say I do think that the Chargers cover this week. I think the Chargers might win this week. I think this is going to be a great game. This is going to be one of those last possession games. Goff really has not looked that great the first couple weeks.
Like, Gurley has, though.
Gurley has, but let's not...
Gurley cooks? Yeah, Colt? I mean...
But let's also not understate that San Diego Chargers defense. I mean, I think they're very good up front.
Yeah, but...
I know they were terrible versus Kansas City, but again, week one, divisional game, a little different. I'm telling you, I think this is a good spot for the Chargers. I really do. I think that if the Rams are going to falter a little bit, I think this is kind of the start of that.
I think that's the game of the week right there.
Oh, yeah.
Chargers and Rams. Just not wrapping up a few more here. Dallas at Seattle. Seattle's 0-2 on the year. A lot of that team's just a wreck right now. Dallas is 1-1. They beat a divisional foe. Like, Dallas in Seattle, man, I don't like Seattle this year, but It's now 1.5. It opened at 3. If it's a 1 point, 1.5, I'm going to take the home team.
Yeah, I don't know why you would bother playing this one. This is just dangerous to me. This is like maybe I do it a little bit for fun. I think this game is, if you like defense,
I would not bet this game.
If you like defense, it's going to be a fun one to watch. If you don't like defense, don't bother watching.
41.5 is the total right now.
Yeah, I'm not going to play the under, but I kind of want to. I just think this is going to be an awful game. I really do. I don't think you even bother watching this game. Honest to God, I really don't. I don't think there's a major advantage here. I think that you're right around the 1-2, 2.5 point spread. There's no advantage there, in my opinion. I think that Dallas probably ends up winning, but I think it's going to be close. I wouldn't touch it. There's no value here.
Okay, moving on. We don't like that game, and the 4 o'clock games really do suck
again. I'll just watch Rams Chargers. Yeah. I don't care about the others.
Chicago, the Duh Bears, going to Arizona. I get some trends on this one, like really bad.
Okay, hit me.
Bears have gone under in 13 of their last 18 games.
Like it.
Trubisky, he's been good, but get the ball in the end zone, will you? Arizona, 12-21-1 against the spread since 2016. That's 36%, dude. That's bad.
Yeah, that is.
Cardinals are the worst road team against the spread since 2016. The Broncos are the other. So you said you liked the Broncos. Was it the Broncos this week you liked?
No, I like the Ravens.
You like the Ravens. So there you go. So both those trends lead towards Bears and Ravens. So in that scenario there, is Buffalo? The three worst teams must be Buffalo, Arizona, and who's the other one?
Buffalo, Arizona, man.
Like, is the Giants? Like,
ooh. I think Buffalo and Arizona have kind of separated themselves from the pack. I think that there's a possibility that maybe you see Buffalo, Arizona. I mean, the Lions, maybe?
Yeah.
But I think they're gonna. We'll dig into their game this week. I don't know. I think those are the worst teams by far.
Yeah, I like the Chicago. Give me 4.5. I like it. Let's take it right now. PP. Chicago on the road, 4.5.
Okay, I'm going to take the under. I'm going to take the under 38 in this game.
Right there.
I think this is going to be a gross, sloppy, battle it out, no scoring type game. That is going to be a PP of mine. Chicago, Arizona under 38.5. Gross, gross game.
Two more games to go, people. Sunday night football, New England Patriots at Detroit Lions. Detroit, 2 losses, 1 to the Jets. They lose last week but did cover. Patriots coming off a loss. Tom Brady's record against the spread on Sunday Night Football, 18-11. I just think the Pats win this game.
I
think it goes over the total.
You did this last week, though, Joe. Remember? We talked about it, and I said it's a weird line, Joe. Be careful.
7's right.
No, it's not.
They're on the road, dude.
No. They should be favored by 10.
What's the difference between this line and the Houston line when the Patriots are at home? What's the difference?
Well, there's a big difference because Houston is a good team.
Really? At 0-2?
Well, yeah, but I mean, again, it was week one. Coming off what we know from last year with Deshaun Watson back, Houston's a good team. I mean, with Deshaun Watson last year, was what, lighting up every single team for 41 points, 40 points, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, we know that.
All right, I'll give you this. Lions have gone over in 12 of their last 18 games. This one, I think, opened at 51.5. So, I mean, this week, if you're going to look at overs, San Francisco, KC, New England, Detroit, the Chiefs and Lions, the overs are a combined 4-0 this year, and they're covering by almost 19 points, Dan. Yeah. 19 points! So give me the over. Forget it. I don't need to pick a side. Over. Patriots, Lions, PP.
I think that's a pretty good bet. I think I'm going to wait on it. I think I agree with that. It's either the over or nothing in that one. I agree. I think I'm going to wait on it. I want to see kind of how that happens. I think the Lions are going to somehow cover this game. So I just it's weird
backdoor cover.
It's weird. Yeah, I just feel like
Cyrus Jones fumble.
I feel like a Riley McCarron type fumble again from Cyrus Jones. I agree. I think that somehow Detroit covers this game somehow, some way. I don't think they're going to win, but I think they're going to cover it. I think it's going to be a high scoring game. I think you pretty much nailed this game spot on. I don't think that the Patriots should be laying 7 on the road. I think they should be laying more like 10, especially to the Lions team that really just has not been good this year.
Lions? We don't know yet.
Well, let's just call them out.
And by the way, Bill Belichick has owned going up against his former assistants.
Well, that's kind of the thing, is that's kind of the trend I'm looking at, is they've been owned the last couple of years, you know?
Yep.
So, I don't know. Who are you siding with on this one, Joe? Because
it's the Patriots off a loss for me. You know, they need this one this week. They get the Dolphins next week at home, and then they'll get Julian Edelman back in that Colts game at home.
The Lions did look good on the road versus San Francisco last week.
Now they come back home and Sunday Night Football. I don't trust Detroit. We got Monday Night Football game. Pittsburgh Steelers at Tampa Bay. We lightly touched on this one. I just got a couple trends for you here. Steelers overs, 29-1 the last 30 times they've been favored at home. Steelers have allowed 24 points in 6 straight home games. So, and I think they're at Tampa Bay this week, but whatever. They give up a ton of points. I like Tampa Bay.
You like Tampa Bay?
I'm not picking it, but I just feel like something's not right. Something stinks in Pittsburgh.
That's fair.
And I love the fact that Jameis Winston's not going to play when he comes back.
That's fair.
You're going to back these guys again? Are you going to do it? Because you did it last week, and it didn't work out for you.
No, but I did back the other side. I backed Tampa Bay, and it worked out way well. No, I'm not going to back a side. I can't do it. I want to take Tampa Bay, to be honest with you. I don't want to take Pittsburgh. I want to take Tampa Bay, but I feel like everyone's going to be on them. I'm going to wait on this game, too. This is going to be one of those games I want to see where everyone's at on the sides and everything, because you know me. I'm a very anti-establishment guy. If everyone and their mother is on the Patriots, I want to be on the other side. Everyone and their mother is going to be on the Steelers, I want to be on the Bucs. Everyone and their mother is on the Bucs, I want to be on the Steelers. That's not how I usually bet my games, but for the primetime games, it's very important because, in my opinion, a lot of those games are kind of rigged for spreads, backdoors, everything. Like last week, perfect example, the Seattle game. I can't remember who they were playing.
Bears.
So it was Bears. The Bears, the Vegas really did not need the Bears to cover. They actually kind of needed Seattle to win outright. However, I don't know if you know, a lot of people noticed, but Seattle, they got that 2.5 hung in that second half. And I crushed the Seattle second half 2.5. I just saw it. I was like,
that and the over.
That's a hang. That's a hang
They threw that little Lockett touchdown in the back of the end
zone. And they got that backdoor touchdown, and they probably made up a good portion of their losses from that Chicago game, from the Chicago just full game spread.
Sebastian Janikowski kicking 60-yarders still.
It's just one of those things, man. So, yeah, I'm all in. I'll wait.
All right, we'll give out our picks. Over under 985. Follow us on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshitz. And from what I've been told, there's a lot of questions to take to the window this week.
There are. But before we go to the window, Joe, let's just recap. I just want to do a quick recap here. You are the PPs.
I had the Bears -4.5, and I had the over, 51 in the Patriots game?
Yes, the over, 53.5.
Oh, and I got Green Bay.
Yes, and you have Green Bay. Okay, I'm taking Baltimore -5.5.
Which looks good. Based off trends?
I like that.
Home team off a loss?
I like that. And then I'm also
Broncos road struggles. It looks good.
Yep. And I'm going to be taking Washington Huskies -17.
Ooh,
and a half
there you go.
In college football, those are my two this week. I have nothing else. I think the slate sucks. Yeah.
This slate does suck.
It's brutal.
We need a better slate. And maybe we'll be celebrating a Cleveland Browns win next week.
I'm backing the Browns tonight. I told you why I'm doing it, but I'm doing it.
You send in your questions, we cash them out at the window. So who you got? Over under 98.5.
All right, Dan, let's take it to the window.
All right, Joe. So we have a ton of questions this week, and I mean a ton of questions. So we're going to, because there's so many this week, and we appreciate all you guys chiming in. Honestly, I think this is, it's great that we're doing all this. It's great that you guys are in on all this. So I really appreciate that. Let's do question one, Joe, and I'm going to let you answer this one because I don't have a great feel for this, but I think that you might. Are you in or are you out on the Anthony Joshua fight this Saturday coming from Ben York? Are you in or out on the Anthony Joshua fight?
I'm out on it, but I want to know what happens. You know, I'm out. You know, just while we're at it, the Triple G fight last week, I was at Foxwoods. Man, what a money grab. It's hard to watch the sport. It just is. It's hard to watch the sport and not think that something's rigged. So I'm out this week, but I'm going to keep my eye on it.
Okay, so you're out on it?
Yeah, I'm out.
Interesting. See, I thought you would be in because Joshua was a big name coming up and everything. I thought you would be in.
Nope.
So I'm interested on that.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, we can always get time to bet, right? Midnight on Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, we can always come back in here and record another spot for you guys. Hope you guys like the quickie last
week. Joshua's a big dude, by the way.
He is. And I mean, who's the other guy? I'm blanking on his name.
Alexander Povotkin or something.
Who's the other big American that everyone wants to fight?
Wilder?
Anthony Wilder. Deontay Wilder. Gee, I'm having a tough name day.
See? Deontay Out Wilder. On boxing.
See, I love Deontay Wilder. I do. I really love watching him. I love watching him. Sorry, I'm being fed information while this is going on. So we're doing this. So, all right, we have a question from Brick. Again, Brick who kind of gives us everything every week.
Under.
So it's a good one. Yeah, I know he loves the unders. Could you guys do a buy low, sell high on NFL teams? For instance, I'm buying low on Seattle this week and selling high on Tampa. So, Joe, do you have like two teams you want to buy low and sell high on this week?
I will buy low on I will buy low on Indianapolis this week.
Yep.
And I will sell high on sell high on Atlanta.
Interesting. Okay, I'm going to buy low. I'm going to buy low in Baltimore.
Love to look like really think about this, but you
me
put
too.
Me on the spot.
Maybe we'll do this next week. A little buy low, sell high. Maybe we'll incorporate this next week. Yeah, week four. Low buy low, sell high. I'm going to buy low on the Baltimore Ravens coming off that loss. 5.5. I think that's the case. And obviously selling high on Denver. So, I mean, I think that's pretty self-explanatory one there.
I would like to buy low also on Miami.
Hey, can you buy low on a 2-0 team?
I guess I'll have to sell them high then.
Can you buy low on a 2-0 team? I mean, I don't know. You don't have to sell them high. Yeah, just, I don't know if you knew that.
We gotta think about that.
And then I will buy low on the Oakland Raiders. And I will sell high on the Miami Dolphins, Joe. So we the opposite this on that one.
Cool.
So there you go. There you go. There's our little buy low, sell high, Brick. So it is what it is. All right. This one comes from Artie Lucas, and I thought this was the most ridiculous question of the week. Any websites that have Belichick gets fired odds during the season?
I did see that. Odd Shark had plus 10,000.
Yeah. Let me explain.
I actually saw, and it was only because they were asking who would be the first one. And I have it. Odd Shark's at it. And, I think one of them was the Buffalo coach was first.
Okay,
that was the favorite to get canned this week.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I got it right here. McDermott plus 400, Belichick was plus 10,000, Gruden was plus 2,500.
Interesting. Well, Gruden's not getting fired, so that's a waste of money.
Hugh Jackson's plus 500 on that one.
And yeah, I mean, there's no chance that that's happening either. So, I mean, bouncing Belichick, I mean, there's no chance that Belichick's getting fired. So why would you waste your money? And I know there's a Brady-Belichick situation. I know they don't like each other.
A divorce.
Yeah, but also, this is a stupid storyline. They respect each other.
They're here and they're in it this season.
They respect each other. They're going to play, and the Pats are going to win a bunch of games this year. It's a silly, overblown story. We need to move on that. I'm out on that story. All right, Joe, another question from JP3.
Ooh. Sounds like a wrestler.
With all the sites that claim to have public percentages, which site in your experience is the most accurate? Thank you.
You like Sports Insights.
I think that is the only one that is accurate, FYI.
Yeah, because I love covers.com, but like to kind of give you like right now, they're telling me that 77% of the bets are coming in on the Patriots.
Yeah,
and 23 are on Detroit.
It's probably about right.
So yeah. I mean, but I do think Sports Insights, they do a little more like algorithm stuff.
So Sports Insights has a deal with all these books where the books give them this information. Now, all these other sites don't have it, so I don't even know where they get these, you know, percentages from. What I can tell you is there are sites that lead you in the wrong direction on purpose. For instance, my favorite gambling guy, RJ Bell, and by favorite, I mean I hate him, and I think he's a complete and utter moron, and he's a complete waste of your time.
He's a mouthpiece.
Yeah, he's more than that. He's just he's a whole bunch of names I can't say on the podcast.
He was on Ballers, though.
So he's a fraud. That's what he is. He's a real fraud. Basically, he will give you public percentages on his site that are completely backwards so that you will bet the game that he doesn't want you to bet. On the side that he doesn't want you to bet. So what I will tell you is that if you're looking for public percentages and Sports Insights is the best, I don't know how accurate there are. I mean, you know, there's been questions about it, and I love Sports Insights, and I will always back those guys, but there's been questions about it. But I will tell you, if there's a single site out there that has the best stuff, it is by far Sports Insights, and it's not close, in my opinion. So, Joe, how many questions do you want to take?
Yeah, two more.
Two more, okay. So I'm going to save the big one for the end, okay? All right. Let's move on. I'm looking for another one. We have so many this week.
And again, OverUnder985. Follow us on Twitter, at OverUnder985, at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz. And if you want, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Just tap the app, go right to podcast, and you can listen directly to this. Or you can subscribe on iTunes and Google. We have lots of subscriptions. And please rate us. Let us know how you think we're doing.
So we have a bunch of questions versus specific games. We have questions on the Dolphins game, questions on the Georgia game, question on the Arizona State game.
We nailed most of these today.
Question on the Jets. Yep, so that's kind of why I'm going through all these and just kind of going, yeah, we talked about those. Yeah, we talked about those. Yeah, we talked about those. Let's see. Here's a good one. And I'm not calling this guy out because I think he sounds like a good dude. I just kind of want to explain to him this. But he goes, going to Vegas, you know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, mortal lock, Joe. Mm-hmm. So it's not really a question. But I hope let me kind of go on a tangent here. Guys, there's no such thing as a lock.
Nope.
Unless you have inside information about a bet, there ain't no inside. And even then, there's no such thing as a lock. You got to stop saying the word lock. It makes you sound bad. And again, this dude, Jay Zugale, not your fault. I'm not giving you, not calling you out or anything. You're probably a good dude, and you probably just, you know, an intro better, and that's okay. That's probably fine. We're here to help you. But just, I'm educating you. Don't say lock. It just doesn't sound good. It sounds bad. It sounds like you're noob. It sounds like you don't know what you're talking about. I'm not being mean. I'm just being honest. Just don't say that. So, Joe, any thoughts on mortal lock?
If you really want, in college football, hey, if, like Clemson, for example, you know, they're minus 15 this week on the road at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech likes to run the football. They're not going to get you through the air. Clemson's going to score a lot of points. I like a double-digit favorite in that situation. But again, ACC on the road, it's not a lock. But I like the number two team in the country to beat up on Georgia Tech since they can't throw the football. So I like that in a big spread. But not a lock. I just like it. Just like I liked Georgia. But again, going up against Drew Lock. So forget it. Out on locks.
There is a lock. His name is Drew. Yeah, but no mortal locks. This is not Barstool. I love them. But,
yeah, go follow them if you want a mortal lock.
But yeah, that's. I mean, they're awful with that. I think. What Stu Finer went like 1-13 the past 2 weeks. God. Brutal. He's the best fade in the game, though. Best fade in the game.
Fade or follow, right?
Fade or follow. Hey, yeah, fade us. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm okay with that.
You're making money. I'm not offended.
I'm going to tell you. You're going to lose money over time.
And I'll tell you. I go to two. I look at two people who post free picks, and I just look every week, and I just want to know if they're on my side or the other side. When I see that they're on my side, I get scared. You know, when they're on the other side, I'm like, yes. You know,
yeah.
Yes, they're on the other side.
Interesting.
Fade or fall, baby.
All right, Joe, final question. And this is obviously, you know what this one is going to be about. FanDuel mistakenly takes a long shot bet.
Oh, yeah.
Refuses to pay off. So, Joe, how would you feel, or how do you feel about, A, first off, A, how do you feel about the situation? B, do you think that FanDuel should pay out? And C, how would you feel if a book that you were running did this by accident? Would you pay out?
I have a bunch of feelings on this one. I'll say this right off the bat. Like, before the Triple G, when the Triple G fight was in the last round, you could get him
to win at minus 700.
So I believe that the Broncos were minus 725 to win that game, and they did. So the guy puts $110 on 725 to 1 odds, and the Broncos win the game. He should have won his $82,000. But hey, it's the book. They have their own rights, and it's their way. So if you're going to bet through them, they have their own thing.
FYI, I don't know if you saw this, but update that FanDuel is paying out the bet.
Great to hear.
They are paying
out. But I will
say
this.
The people who did it,
what a horse shit move, and I don't swear often. But what a horse shit move trying to give the guy giant skybox tickets? Screw you. I'm glad you're paying out that bet. But to, if I had that in hand, I'd be on every single – I'd be calling everybody, Dan. I'd go up to Connecticut. I'd go get me on Fox Sports. Get me on everybody. I'd be hating. Look at this. This is the bet I had. They're not going to pay out. I'd go everywhere because it would be a terrible, terrible scheme for them, considering it's in a legal state. A legal state. He bet $110 in Jersey. I'm glad he's getting his $82,000, but what an insult offering Giants tickets.
See, I'm the total opposite of you. I think he should be lucky that they didn't kick him out. He should be lucky that they didn't kick him out of the book. You know what happens, Joe, when you play a bad line on Five Dimes or Bookmaker or anything? You know what happens?
Your account?
They kick your account.
Huh.
They say, "Oh, you're gonna try and take advantage of us for making one mistake out of a million. You're gone. We don't want your business anymore," because that's just taking advantage of the system. It's the same thing as like, oh, if you went to McDonald's and they charge you, you know, if they charge you, you know, 10 cents for a burger instead of a dollar, you know, they get pissed. That's not how business is operated.
Now, let me ask you this. If he lost the bet, do you think they keep it?
No, if he lost the bet and they kept it, then he should be really pissed. They should be refunding you no matter what. And that's what all my books, I have to be honest. I have played bad lines before, hoping that I could get a nice win. I've been contacted by the book, and they said, "Do this again, you're kicked off."
Yeah,
and I said,
I've had locals give us bad lines before, and they apologized for
the only
they
place,
gave us like a credit or something.
The only place that has ever that I've ever taken a bad line and actually won, and they just don't care. Bet DSI. They're the only place to like will give you like a live line in soccer or something and just absolutely terrible line, and they'll just let you keep the money. So if you have a good line there, then go ahead. Other than that, like, no, you should be, if you're dumb enough to do that, okay, you saw that line, you know that's not the case, you know you're taking advantage of the system, and the fact is, yes, I mean, it's a corporate machine, but no, they should not pay you out. You took advantage of the system, cool. No, I don't feel bad for you. No, I don't think you should be paid. Absolutely not. And so I'm pissed that they're paying him, because I think it sets precedent that if they mess up again, then you have to start paying him, because this is precedent. Well, you paid him once, now you have to do it again. So I think it's stupid. Honestly, I really do. I think this is awful. I think it's going to be an awful turn of events for everyone involved. I think that, you know, FanDuel is in the right to say no.
Get ready for legalized gambling, everybody.
Oh, it's coming. It's going to be so
get
bad,
ready.
Dude. Let me tell you, I have heard some horror stories about New Jersey already. Absolutely awful stories. And it's going to be the same here too, folks. I mean, the thing is, Joe, we might be better because, you know, we might be better off in Massachusetts because things are a little bit easier here and, you know, whatever. But I got to tell you, the way things are looking, I am not excited about
this.
In
Jersey, anything's legal as long as you don't get caught.
I am not excited about this. So I'm a hard out. I am out. I'm out on FanDuel paying. Out. They should not have to pay. Simple as that.
Okay. Agree to disagree. So okay. We went through every single game in the NFL slate, gave all our college thoughts as well. We're moving along here. It's week three. We got week four coming up next week. We'll be on Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports up in Boston every Thursday morning at 7 o'clock, recapping a week the week before and probably giving out a lock. Oh, did I say lock? Giving Joe. Out a survivor pick every
there
week.
There we go, Joe. No locks.
Giving out a survivor
no locks
pick
here.
Every week here. So each week, of course, you can listen to the 98.5 The Sports Hub, over under 98.5 on the podcast page of 98.5thesportshub.com and on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. While you're there, check out all the other original podcasts available from Boston's Home for Sports. All of our podcasts are also available in Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. And I should also mention that, you know, we've been doing a lot of football, but baseball playoffs are coming up soon. People love to bet on baseball. And I like series, Dan, so maybe at some point over the next couple of weeks, we'll sneak in some series bets once the bye weeks kick in.
I'm betting on some baseball right now.
So. All right. So this has been Over Under 985. Be sure to send us all your questions, thoughts, and your hate to Over Under 985 on Twitter. I'm Joe Murray for Dan Lipschitz. This has been Over Under 985.
Who you got?